The annual Festival of Singing and Sequins, Eurovision, is what I'm referring to, of course, will be held later this week. And this year, the 60th Eurovision Song Contest will be a little different for us, Australian fans of Eurovision anyway, because for the first time, Australia will be competing and Australians will be able to vote. Guy Sebastian is our contestant in Eurovision with this song.
Oh, but tonight we ain't got a song then. For now, let's leave them all behind. Ooh, do what you want. Do what you want. Do what you want. Oh, get on it, ooh, get on it. I don't want tomorrow. Oh, baby, tonight's so good. Tonight's so good.
Is it catchy enough? Can Guy Sebastian get it over the line? That song, Tonight Again, is our entry to Eurovision. Our TV critic David Knox will be voting. I'm sure, David, hello there.
Good morning, Fran. Exciting time.
Oh, very exciting. So Guy Sebastian will be Australia's contestant in Eurovision. Can Australia win Eurovision, even though we're not from Europe?
Well, yes, we can. Strange chance we do end up winning. And I have to say, he's actually third according to the bookies, and the bookies have been very, very close in the past few years. If we do win, we don't get to actually stage Eurovision next year in Australia, but SBS would become the host broadcaster for an event next year, which will be in a Eurovision in a European city next year with another broadcaster over there. So as I say, he is third. An Australian has won before. Johnny Logan, who was born in Frankston of all places, he's won three times, more than anybody else, when he's appeared for Ireland, and probably his best known song is Hold Me Now. So Sweden is the favourite this year, Fran, followed by Italy, and we are third. This year also sees some disabled acts appearing, including, get this, middle-aged punk rockers from Finland. So Eurovision, it's got everything.
It sure has. And we will be doing a full Eurovision preview on Friday, of course, as we do every year. But let's just stay with Australia's and our participation in this. The semis are on air from tomorrow morning. Is that right?
That's right, yes.
So if we want to vote, can we vote in that now?
We can tomorrow morning. So there will be a window that will open tomorrow morning. The broadcasts, for the first time, SBS are screening them live. It's 5 a.m. It's very early. 5 a.m. Sydney time on Wednesday. For some. Wednesday, Friday and Sunday. So after each of those performances, during those semis and then the final, there will be this window that opens probably around about 7:30 a.m. I would expect tomorrow. But we can't vote for Guy. We cannot vote for Australia, unfortunately. But yes, tomorrow morning it all begins, and they will.
Why
be
can't
repeated.
We vote for Guy?
Well, because that is the way that Eurovision works. You cannot vote for your own country. And that is to make sure that, I suppose, the song that everybody universally thinks is the best one will get across the line.
Oh, so we have to hope that other countries fall in love with Guy Sebastian.
Yeah, and that's right. And that's what we see every year when, you know, you see, yeah, Cyprus has given all their votes to Greece and vice versa. And that, you know, that's happened a lot with particularly a lot of the former Iron Curtain countries as well. But so maybe if you have relatives in the United Kingdom or somewhere else in Italy or around Europe, encourage them to vote for our guy.
So get that diaspora working, perhaps.
Yeah.
During the voting, the broadcast crosses to each country for a tally of the scores. Is that right?
Yes, so once the songs are over and all the voting's done, and then we have this the voting, which, well, look, it goes on longer than the Brownlow Medal. It's a bit of a drinking game for Euro tragic fans, and because they, you know, they like to see who's going to present the votes from each country, because some of those people there are a bit out there, a bit wacky, more than the acts themselves. And last night, SBS announced, Fran, who will be the Australian spokesperson? It is none other than Lee Lin Chin. So 195 million people in Europe are about to see the wonders of Lee Lin Chin, her style, her grace. She only gets about 2 minutes to sort of do it.
Oh, that's all she needs. That is all she needs.
Exactly.
And they'll be so in love with Australia by then, they'll all be voting for Guy Sebastian. I think it's an excellent strategy. David, I feel like we should just touch base on Struggle Street. We talked about it so much ahead of the first episode, and then we saw that they got great ratings for that first episode. How did Eps 2 and 3 go the other night?
Well, they did very well for SBS. Again, 828,000 for last week's episodes. So you know, in terms of the ratings of what SBS got, it's clearly the highest rating documentary they've ever had. So it certainly that controversy generated a lot of attraction to the episodes for them. So they would be happy with those numbers.
And just very briefly, David Letterman's going to retire.
He is, yeah. Thursday night we will see the last ever episode of David Letterman. More than 30 years he's been on air. That's across two networks, NBC and CBS. That's longer than Johnny Carson, so he is the king of late night TV. So we will see. He's had a cavalcade of A-list stars in the past few weeks coming on to do their final interview. So Tom Hanks tonight, Bill Murray tomorrow night. We don't know who will be on the final episode Thursday night, but if you want to see it, it will be 10 o'clock Thursday night on Channel 10.
Okay, and your picks for the week? That's a perfect entree.
Yeah, well, the other one's quickly worth mentioning. Open Slather is a new sketch comedy coming to the Comedy Channel on Sunday. A lot of the Fast Forward team are back. So that will be on the Comedy Channel 7:30 Sunday night. Catching Malat Part 2 of this. I thought this was stronger than Part 1. And just that's on Sunday night on Channel 7. And as I was listening to you chat to David Williams, I should mention Britain's Got Talent actually starts, if you want to see him do that. That is 7:30 Thursday night on Go.
He's pretty funny with it. Thank you very much, David.
Thank you.
David Knox, tvtonight.com.au. Should we get you back in a voting mood for Eurovision? Let's hear a little more of Guy Sebastian's song Tonight Again. Australia's entry into Eurovision. And while we're talking TV and talking David Williams, a perfect synchronicity on ABC 3 this weekend. We're showing the film version of David Williams' book called Mr. Stink on Saturday at 6 o'clock and Gangster Granny on Sunday at the same time. So get the kids ready for that extravaganza.